It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
That's right. It is time for sports here on your Saturday morning. Brian Dust with you. We had all kinds of softball action for you yesterday in the area, across the area, actually. And one of the games we covered here on KJ Country 102.3 was between Teutopolis and Marshall. And thanks to our friend Dustin, who got us a nice story we'll have up on our website a little bit later. But 193 pitches were thrown, 60 batters stepped to the plate, and 46 outs were recorded before a run scored in Friday afternoon's championship game of the Class 2A Teutopolis Softball Regional. Unfortunately for the host, Wooden Shoes, the run that finally scored on the 194th pitch to the 61st batter belonged to Marshall, as the second-seeded Lions Club walked off number 3 T-Town by a 1-0 final in 8 innings there at Teutopolis Community Park. Again, the game heard on KJ Country 102.3. Marshall cleanup hitter Mackenzie Davis ripped a one-out base hit just inside the third base line off T-Town pitcher Alyssa Tipton to score teammate Lynn Wellborn from second and send the Lions to next week's Tolono Unity Sectional. Tipton, hampered down the stretch of the season by an injury to her left leg, was fantastic for the Shoes, going toe-to-toe with Marshall starter Haley McGuire for more than the regulation 7 innings. The Teutopolis junior scattered 6 hits and a couple walks while striking out 5 in 7 1/3 innings. Up to the point Davis ended the proceedings, Marshall had gone 0-for-8 against Tipton with runners in scoring position, including what could have been a season-deciding gaffe in the 5th inning when an apparent one-out sac fly to left resulted in an inning-ending double play because the Lions runners on 2nd and 3rd were off on contact under the impression there were 2 outs. After retiring the first 10 hitters she faced, Tipton worked out of a bases-loaded jam in the 4th and also sidestepped a leadoff double in the 7th. Wellborn got the 8th started with a solid base hit to left, moved to 2nd on a bunt, and scored on the Davis hit after an intentional walk to McGuire to avoid the senior pitcher's hot bat and set up forces around the infield. McGuire was obviously great in the circle as well, racking up 9 strikeouts against just 1 walk and 5 hits, all singles, in her 8 innings of work. T-Town's Malia Helmink was the only player on either team with more than 1 hit, going 2-for-4 with a pair of singles. Kara Hartke, Kylie Borries, and Lauren Hsu had a hit apiece. Hartke also drew the lone walk to lead off the game after a wonderful 10-pitch at-bat, while Borries just missed, going 2-for-3. Another few inches higher, and her liner to shortstop to end the 4th inning would have been an RBI base hit after Helmink led off with a base hit and moved to 2nd on a throwing error later in the frame. Just 1 senior graduates off of this year's Teutopolis squad, which closes out the campaign at 13-12. Kaylee Zeruzin will be playing softball at Eureka College next year. Marshall, the team, the winner of its 3rd straight regional title, improves now to 22-8. So, again, congratulations to the Teutopolis Lady Shoes on a great season, and well wishes to them in their future endeavors. But that wasn't the only game we covered. We also had a doozy at the Class 1A Windsor Stu Straws Regional, where Windsor Stu Straws got the win over Altamont 8-0, with Hayes again pitching the win. So that was the Stewards and Strasburg Regional Championship. Windsor Stu Straws now advances to play Edwards County Tuesday at 4:30 at the KZ, I'm guessing, sectional. In the 1A Hudsonville Regional, well, still another local team alive as South Central defeated Hudsonville 3-1. At the 2A Flora Regional, Newton got the win over Flora 3-0. And that was the bulk of the local softball teams in the area. Lots of track was going on, and boys tennis. I do have a couple of tennis updates, I believe, as it was the Olney Sectional, including lots of local teams. The doubles team of Mossman and Trupiano from St. Anthony, I believe, advanced, as well as the doubles team from Teutopolis of Thompson and Lee. Individuals on the single side in T-Town, Colin Habing did advance, as well as Isaac Street from Newton. So good luck to them there after that all-knee sectional. At the major league level, the Chicago Cubs defeated Cincinnati 13-6. And we hope Greg got to see a good game there yesterday. The win by Flexen. There are so many new names. I don't even know all these Cubs players. Pete Crow Armstrong did have a grand slam and a two-run homer, as well as Suzuki got a three-run homer, and Swanson with a two-run homer again in that 13-6 marathon there with the Cubs over Cincinnati. And the Cardinals got a win, too. They defeated Arizona 4-3 with Michaelis getting the win and Helsley getting the save for St. Louis. Lots of other things going on. Tons of things happening up at the state track meet. In fact, just a personal note, you tend to see a lot of Chicagoland, even St. Louis land buses and team buses and vans in the area as they stay overnight here in the Effingham area and compete at Charleston today for the championships. We'll hope to have some results of that for you. Lots of state finals there with girls track involving Reese Haney, Aubrey Denning, and Isabella Keller for St. Anthony, Newton, Sydney Kinder, Carson Martin, Cameron Martin, and the relay teams of Newton still competing, we believe, and Ella Neals for Teutopolis also in the triple jump. Cubs and Cardinals both in action today. Cubs playing Cincy at 3:10. Cardinals playing Arizona at 1:15. We've got NASCAR action for you, too. A 3 p.m. coverage beginning for the BetGM 300. And we normally don't tell you this far in advance of Sunday schedule, but when it's this big, we'll tell you now. 9 a.m. on Sunday is when our coverage begins for the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500. And Mr. Larson's paying attention to those times, too, because he's competing in that. And I believe the Coca-Cola 600 with our coverage beginning at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Some local games of interest on Monday. That would involve Effingham and Centralia playing baseball in the morning. And that's going to do it for your sports. This has been a check of local and some national sports. I'm Brian Dust.